Hello, hello everyone, and welcome back to Get to Know Grace. I'm Pastor Rachel, and I'm so glad that you are here with us today. I hope that this time together blesses you and your walk with Christ. I am joined today by Betty Lou, a longtime member of Grace Lutheran Church, am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I am so excited for us all to get to know her better, to get to know your story, to get to know how Christ has been active in your life. So let's open with a word of prayer. Good and gracious God, thank you so much for this time to be together over these interwebs, through these audio waves, through the absolute genius of this medium of being community in this way. Bless our time together. Bless all of us who are listening and receiving and witnessing to Betty Lou's story, to your presence in her life, to all that her life has been in her walk with you. As we listen, help us to have open ears, open hearts, open minds for all that we are about to receive. All this and so much more, we pray in your holy name, trusting in you, trusting that you are present even now. Amen. Well, Betty Lou, tell us a little bit about who you are. What you would like us to know about you.
I was married for 54 years. I am a mother and have been for 54 years, and I have been a widow for 6 years. I was born in Lake City, Minnesota. I was raised in St. Paul, Minnesota. I was born and raised in the Lutheran Church, and goodness, there isn't really, I don't have a real story, but I will go forward. My parents made sure that I was in church every Sunday and Sunday school, but other than that, they were not involved in church. Sure. After I was confirmed, I knew that I wanted more than just this Sunday service. And when I was younger, I had a Sunday school teacher that was my role model, and I wanted to be like her. And so after I was confirmed, I taught Sunday school. And from that time forward, I was involved in church, yeah. Always. I was not one that was looking to get married, but I knew that when I did, my choice had to be a man that was a man of faith, mm-hmm. and from the Lutheran Church. I did not, at that time, Roman Catholics had a whole different approach, and I wasn't going to go that way. So I met Al, and we got married. And that's pretty much how it went. Mm-hmm. We were married 6 years before we had children, and the two boys, Lee and Jay, let's see, during that time, when I had the children, I did not work. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, I had been a secretary, went to high school, graduated from high school, already had a job as a secretary, continued in that until we had children, and then was off for about 7 years, and then went back to work.
Okay.
And so continued as a secretary. My interests were sewing. Hmm. Sewing,
yes.
And clothes.
Yeah.
It's always been... still is my
yeah.
interest. I remember one time at church, a woman came up to me and she said, "Oh, you must be rich." And I looked at her and then I just laughed because I was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then I thought, why would she think I was rich?
Yeah.
And then I thought more about it and I thought, well, I guess my outward appearance
yeah.
would be that. I'm rich, but spiritually rich.
Mm, yeah.
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 So that's kind of what it's always been. Al and I were always involved in the church. Mm-hmm. We left a church that was having some major difficulties, and at that time I was the Sunday school superintendent, and he had been president of the church council, but we saw that it was not going to be a place that was going to nurture us and our family. Mm-hmm. And so we came to Grace.
How did you find... Well, we'll get to that in a second. I don't want to interrupt your story, but no. Please continue. We'll get to that next question.
That was the boys were at that time, had been confirmed, and we told them that we needed to leave, but if they wished to stay at that church because they had friends, etc., we would go with that. And they said no, that they wanted to come with us.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So we moved.
Yeah.
Our church.
Yeah.
That pretty much brings us to where we are now.
Oh my gosh. Well, and I wish all of you listening could have a visual experience of our conversation too, because Betty Lou, I want to be you when I grow up. I don't know if I've ever told you that, but when you walked, so today Betty Lou is wearing fabulous boots and a mask that matches her entire outfit in gold, bright loveliness, and her bright pink hair, which I just adore. Like, you were just the coolest, and I am so, I love that your passion for sewing and for all of that has just been a part of you for so long, that this isn't just a...
And it's not just that sewing. It's what I feel that I can give back. People will come up to me and say, oh, I really like that mask. And I say, well, I could make you one.
Of course you do.
So, you know,
of course
so
you do.
That gift that God, skill that God has given me, has seen me through some difficult financial times, and it has nurtured me, nourished me, that I can give back. So when I look around and I see people wearing a mask I've made, I feel blessed.
Yes. If any of you who are listening own a Betty Lou mask, I think maybe you should comment on this podcast and say how much you love wearing it or what color it is, because I know we've got some Norwegian flag and Swedish flag masks in the congregation of your creation, among other things, I'm sure. I just love that that's such a definition of a God-given gift, that it is something that gives you life, and that you can then, it's not just focused on what you do for yourself, that you then spread the love and the sewing creations out into the world. That is just a God thing.
It is.
Yeah.
In fact, I've just finished making 25 masks for the church choir. Sally Vrasper has been in charge of it, and she has done all the cutout, and she's made 25 masks.
Okay.
And so now the church choir will be outfitted with singer masks.
Ooh, what's a singer mask?
It's got a different configuration.
Okay.
They're nasty masks to make.
I don't doubt it. They're not just simple triangles with
no,
a little elastic
no,
on
no,
the corner.
No. They have zip ties in them that hold them out from the face.
Oh.
This coming Sunday, which I don't know when the podcast will be presented, but they will all be wearing them.
Okay.
Yes.
For Reformation Sunday. We're
yes,
getting going.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it. Well, let's jump into the next question. You talked a little bit about when you first came to Grace, but what drew you to Grace, or what keeps you coming back?
Okay, I can answer both of those.
Yes.
As I mentioned earlier, that we knew that we needed to leave the church we were at. It wasn't nurturing us, and we were not enriching the church.
Mm-hmm.
So we started visiting around, and we had some friends that came to Grace. And so we came, And the sermon that Pastor Marquardt gave, he mentioned his friend David Head. Well, Al's ears just perked up because when he was at St. Olaf College, David Head was in his dorm. He was I don't know what the term is that they use for it, but he was like the head of that dorm.
Like the RA or something. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that just solidified it. We came to Grace, and that was 37 years ago.
Okay.
And we became active right away.
Yeah.
Eventually, Al became president of the church council, and I was always behind the scenes in things.
Yeah.
Whether it was working with the choir row, not choir row, yes, the choir stoles. Sally and I and another person made the stoles. And so sewing has been that bridge that I have crossed over that I can give back.
Yeah.
So it's always, church has always been very important to me,
yeah.
And it's not just going to church, but it's being involved in church, and the church is my family.
Yeah.
So, I could never leave my family,
yeah.
My church family. So that's what keeps me coming back. And the pastors and that just feeling it's my home.
Yeah. Yeah. You belong here.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
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 Well, when I know for a fact we wouldn't have as many gorgeous stoles across choir and pastoral roles if you weren't around, because we've brought many, many assignments to you.
Yes.
Even
yes,
my short
yeah,
time here.
Yeah.
We have brought yeah. you dirty robes.
Shortening robes, ordering yeah. robes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your stamp is everywhere. And I love that.
Well, God has given me that skill, and I'm responsible to pass it on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To share it with others.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm loving this conversation. This is
Thank you.
This is good for my heart too.
It gets me right in the throat.
Yes.
Get very emotional.
That's what I love about these conversations though, is that it's one-on-one, and I and our listeners get to hear more about individuals. I think when we're running through on a Sunday, we don't have time to sit and talk about your amazing talents and your amazing life or any of the guests we've had.
Well, and it's heartfelt. I mean, it just, it brings out emotions that I try to keep down, but I'm a very emotional person.
Oh, me too.
I cry for happy, I cry for sad.
Oh, I cry for like every emotion. I cry when I'm angry, which also doesn't help because then I'm like trying
the words can't
they don't come out. I cry when I'm happy, all of them. I just
yes.
cry.
I do too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we are kindred spirits.
Very little.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, let's get to that last question then. Would you mind telling us a story about a time when God's grace made a difference in your life?
You know, I thought about that last night, and I thought, and I wrote words out, and there is nothing in my life that I see that is a mountaintop experience or a valley.
Mm.
God has just, oh my.
We got tissues. I can get them.
God has just been with me always. When Al got dementia and you know, that was a challenging time. There have been financial challenging times, but I've never felt that I was defeated or that I couldn't move forward. And some of those finances are still there, but one day at a time, and I make it through it.
Yeah.
It's all right. And it was, you know, Al had dementia 7.5 years, and that was probably that was the most difficult time. And I had never prayed for patience because I didn't have time for it. But when Al got more into the illness, I realized that I had to ask for it. Mm-hmm. And God gave it to me, and I was able to walk through it. And when Al died, it was actually a blessing, but a blessing for him as much as for me, because he wasn't the person that I married.
Yeah.
And so that was hard, but I know he's free of that, and I thank God.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, if that was my time when God was with me, he's always with me. I don't always acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, but I know that even in the work that I do, and now working at the jewelry store, I know God has me there for more than just being a salesperson or being working with customers. There are people come in with stories, and I always get their stories.
Yeah.
And my coworkers laugh that I know more about my customers than anybody else does.
I'm not at all surprised.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
So it is. Yeah. It's everything that happens in my life turns out to be a blessing.
Yeah.
Not always acknowledged at the moment, but a blessing.
Yeah.
And I also know that my church family is always there for me.
Mm. Yeah. So, I love that you say it always turns out to be a blessing. That in the midst of it, rarely does it.
My cup is always, always half full or more.
Yeah.
It's never empty. I have a real positive attitude on life.
Yeah.
And that's a God gift.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Especially in the midst of all the upset and turmoil and trauma of this last year, to
yes.
still be your wonderful, loving, God-gifted self,
yeah,
is amazing.
I mean, I continue to work,
yeah.
and I continue to share my faith, yeah. with those that come in contact with me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Amen to all of that, Betty Lou.
Thank you so much.
I
didn't think I had a story, but I guess I do.
I knew you did. I just had a feeling. You out, yes.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing it all with us. I just have one last question, which is, do you think you're ever going to slow down?
No. No. I am so highly energetic. I can't. I run on high and off.
Well, at least there is an off.
Oh,
there
yes.
There's a time to
oh,
rest.
Yes.
But, okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. This has been a blessing. Absolutely.
Thank you all for listening.
Yeah. Oh, well, lovely Grace. Get to know Grace listeners. Thank you so much again for tuning in this week. Join us next week. We'll have just yet another wonderful Get to Know Grace guest. Hoping you are all well. Hoping that this time has blessed you, that it has encouraged you and lifted your spirits in some small or big ways. Take care, everyone. Blessings in your journey and blessings on your day.